realize the crazy bullshit that they're expected to buy. And therefore, they can categorize me in a third space, usually reserved for outlaw biker types or men 15 years younger than themselves.
Yeah.
I'm a man who doesn't count. In other words, if you ask any close girlfriend of yours, how is her love life? She might say, well, you know what? I haven't had sex since I broke up with Barry 5 months ago.
Yeah.
Say, what are you talking about? And you ask her, what about that guy you took home from that club that time? No more specific. That guy, that club, that time. Oh, him? He didn't count.
Yeah.
We didn't have condoms, so we just had oral and anal sex. It didn't count. Or I didn't get off, so it didn't count.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I was wearing flats.
Yeah.
You know, I was wearing blue. You know, it never counts if I'm wearing blue.
Yeah.
Because women have managed to build out this equivocation, this model that allows them not to have to count people for whatever reason.
Yeah, I love it because, and that's something I really relate to. And obviously, you know, the guys listening to this would have heard me teach this before. I'm always that guy that doesn't count. And I think, you know, you really do have that down. I was saying right at the beginning of this, the similarities between what we do. I'm always that guy that doesn't count. Oh, Adam, oh, he's just a friend. It doesn't count. You know, he just hangs out in the bathroom while we're peeing. That doesn't count. You know, I slept with, but it's Adam. Everyone knows Adam.
Exactly. Yeah. Girls say all the time, oh, he just taught me how to squirt and taught me how to deep throat. He doesn't count.
Yeah.
My autobiography is called The Man Who Didn't Count, but I'm currently trying to make a screenplay out of it.
Awesome.
And I need to work with some other guys who, like me, didn't count, to take some of their stories.
Yeah.
So that none of the husbands or other otherwise interested parties will be able to establish just who it was who was that friend who didn't count. Otherwise, some people will end up very unhappy.
Yeah.
So perhaps we can talk about that.
Yeah, yeah, no, conversation. No, definitely.
But certainly Zan has contributed.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. And I think it's so beautiful, especially when you hear a girl say, oh, no, he doesn't count. And for years of thinking that I was, you know, just like a friend on the outside that couldn't get girls. And then finally, when I realized it, I was still this same friend on the outside, except the difference is in the same position as the dude that doesn't count. I was the guy getting laid that didn't count, which is such a beautiful turnaround.
And, you know, as I always say, turnaround is foreplay.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so now here's the thing. There's a lot of people listening to this, and it does. It sounds incredible. You know, the idea of becoming this guy that doesn't count. And to get it down to the crux of it, if you could tell the people listening here, I got these from some of the other guys as well, but your top five tips for how they could be that guy that doesn't count, how they can project that to women and turn it around and actually make it something they can use, what would you say would be your top five tips for getting good at this kind of game?
Okay, well, I'd have to say the first thing to do is to check out my absolutely free video series.
Uh-huh.
It's about 6 hours long. It's
awesome.
Available from worthyplayboys.com.
I'm actually on Worthy Playboys as well. So worthyplayboys.com. Awesome. Complete, and about 6 hours.
6 hours.
Awesome.
It's frankly, I think it's incredibly important stuff.
Yeah. What I'd love is actually make a reference to this. This isn't just like a shameless plug, but honestly, Johnny would be willing to sit here for 6 hours and explain everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think anything less than that wouldn't really get across exactly what you're trying to say. So no, I completely hear you on that sense. So but
with that as tip one.
Check
out the videos.
Six videos completely for free, worthyplayboys.com.
And watch them, but particularly pay special attention to the first 10 or so minutes of the second hour,
okay.
The second segment, which describes what I call the emancipation exercise,
okay.
Which is about liberating women. And believe me, their brains go pop when you tell it to them, because suddenly they realize themselves all these years they've been completely duped